97.9 The Rat Race. You're, of course, on with Donnie D, Animal, and Tara in the Morning. That was Gloria Estefan with a little Turn the Beat Around. 31 till 14 till a quarter till the hour out here. And what a beautiful day we're being treated to in the metro area. 73 degrees and sunny and a nice light breeze.
Just perfect, Daddy.
What a perfect day. And it's a perfect day to be here live. We are broadcasting live right now from Greer County Fairgrounds, where for 6 weekends every year, this luscious greenery, what a beautiful space, is transformed back in time to become the Shires of Haven Court, a.k.a. King Edward's Renaissance Fair. We're broadcasting
live. The Red Fair! Daddy, it's literally like being transported back in time.
Yeah, we're time travelers, and I love this time. There's knights in shining armor. They're winning jousts for the women they love.
Oh, you know what? They just knew how to treat
chivalry
women in the Middle Ages.
Chivalry.
They knew
exactly
how to treat
something
them.
That is dead.
Yeah. They wow. did. They it was this was a magical time like for women, because the guys were they were so valiant and strong, and they all had a job. They all had to work. None of them sat around and slept all no, they right. it was like they were just gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you,
feeling,
Tara.
You know,
and it's the environment.
Aren't even real.
Yeah, and the music and everything like that.
The sights and the sounds, you know, Daddy, and the food is just world class.
Oh, yeah, the food.
You know me. I am a huge turkey leg junkie.
Well, I see this. You're already like 4 turkey legs in. It's not even 12:30 yet.
What can I say? Early morning turkey legs. I love it. I love them. You know what? Because it harkens back again to a time when eating with your hands was not only acceptable, but it was encouraged. It really was.
I think I think it's because they didn't invent utensils yet.
Well,
that,
I think he's saying it's simpler times indeed.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. And P.S., if you come down here, the mead marinated boneless wing of fowl are spectacular.
Yeah.
I feel like those are just honey mustard chicken nuggets.
Tara, come on.
No,
you're insulting
I'm actually
cookery.
Like kind of okay. certain.
They are clearly mead marinated boneless wings of fowl. That's what they called chicken nuggets back then.
The animal.
How would they?
Okay. Well, and we're not just here for the food, of course. We're here for a very special reason, which we'll get to in a minute. But Tara, if you're ready, why don't we kick it over to you for some ye old traffic report, I guess.
Prithee, listen here ye, I doth share with ye where the horses are at a trot and where they are nose to tail. Ere ye leave your house, consider saying nay to the 203 east of the 10 due to masons at work. They shut down one lane. Alas, smooth sailing on Marshall Avenue through County Kew at Lathrop, and Johnson Payton is now clearing up near the overpass of Route 29 after the unfortunate hanging. And that's all I have for you, Donnie.
Wait a second. There was a hanging on Route
29.
That was a joke. Or that was just that was Ren Fair talk, if you will.
Okay.
It was just someone, suicide, regular side. Someone jumped off the overpass. And it's all cleared up, and it's all
fantastic.
Cleaned up.
Oh, well, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks, Tara. Thank
pretty
you.
Good day, sir.
Well, anyway, now, as I said.
He's got the fever.
Yep.
Now, as I said, we are here for a very special reason today. Of course, many of our listeners know that that longtime contributor, Wig Bowl champion, Professor Dinkums.
Miss him every day.
I hate even talking about this. He passed away earlier this year, and it was a tough loss. You got to get it out of
it. That's not a wound that's going to close. All
around the studio, we have a number of his personal effects, and we keep him in our hearts day, and we're always, we're always thinking of him, and in fact, we believe his final wish would have been to spread his ashes here at the King Edward's Red Fair. We're going to catapult his ashes per his request.
We assume, fingers crossed,
across the Shires of Haven Court, and what will be just a fantastic trip.
Yeah, that's really moving, you guys. I'm just so glad we're doing this. This place was so special to the Dinkums.
Yeah, no, he was a huge Ren Fair guy. You know, he had won the Shepherd's Pie Eating Contest a bunch of times, mm-hmm. as well as the Mead Chugging Contest several years in a row. I mean, the guy was an absolute
part
machine.
Of the family
yeah, he was a monster.
I can still smell that. Yeah, he was just a family member here at King Edward's. A couple of times, he was a bit worse for the wear. You know, you get to chugging mead like that, and they just he would, out he'd go. You know, he'd fall asleep. It was his gift. He'd fall asleep, and they put him in that big wheelbarrow. Of course, it looks small with his body.
Yeah, with
the wooden wheels. I love it.
And then they'd shimmy him on over near the entrance, and they put that little sign on him that said, "Ye Old Town Drunk."
Ye Old Town Drunk.
And you know what? You know what? It really just added to the atmosphere and just the authenticity of the place. And the crowds loved it.
And they did. And the kids would, as they came in, they would throw quarters or dimes or nickels on him and make a wish.
Yeah.
And I think one year he raised, you know, almost $120 for Children's Hospital while he was passed out.
Such a statement to what a guy he was. I mean, just... Yeah. Dedicating himself, he could sleep anywhere. Also, what a talent!
I mean, that was his superpower. Yeah, I mean, how he really could pass out anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and he had an enlarged heart, which, you know, of course, we didn't know until after the autopsy had been done.
Right.
You know, that helped him sleep, basically on a whim.
And the other thing, of course, Dad, is it prevented him from waking up too fast. You know.
Yeah, and you know he hated to wake up alone, so it's. He didn't mind waking up here because he's surrounded by people. Because he always said he was so afraid to wake up alone.
Oh, yeah, no. He just wanted people nearby him at all times. He was terrified of the thought of being far from people.
And, of course, here to help us do the spreading of the ashes, and this is a real... What a treat today.
This is,
of course, the Duke of the Realm, Lord of Dragonfire Castle, and group ticket sales manager... Todd McCleary. Todd, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
We're not worthy.
Please, the pleasure tis mine, good sirs and ladies.
This guy's authentic.
He is always on. Every time I come to it.
I love the costume, Todd. This thing is fantastic.
It is beyond an honor for us here at the Shires to entomb the ashes of good Dinkums.
Wow.
Allowing him to rest for all eternity here among the willows of the Shire.
Yeah, wow. He loved the Red Fair. He loved this spot. This is where he was known, even when the fair wasn't going on, to park his truck here and sleep here. And what we're going to do is we're going to put the ashes right onto this very authentic catapult in front of us.
This thing is built to period specs. I mean, Todd, back me up here. This is legit.
Indeed it was. It's a true recreation of the height of the weaponry technology used in medieval warfare.
It is a beauty.
Yeah, that's like a drone in medieval times, Dan.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look at this thing. This thing is, what, 20, 25 feet tall?
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be.
Beautiful.
It's great for, like, at Halloween, you could launch pumpkins from it, Todd, right?
I suppose you could, yes.
Can you hold it?
Come on.
Try to pull it together.
It's
here.
Insulting the man's work.
I love Halloween.
Yeah.
Now, Donnie, I should mention that it is my great pleasure to inform thee and thy audience that Dinkums has been posthumously knighted
by
the realm of King Edward.
What?
And will now be permanently etched into the lore of the Shires of Haven Court as Sir Dinkum.
Wow.
I think this must be the most greatest moment of... I think that he would like die if he was here and this would be like the most exciting. Not that other exciting things didn't happen for him, but this is
it's really a great tribute. This is awesome.
I think you said it, Tara. Wow, not a dry eye of the Shire. I mean, wow, what a tribute!
Yeah, this is cool.
Wow,
really very sweet indeed,
Todd. Yeah. Well, I think we're ready to do this.
Let's get it going. Let's make this happen.
This is beautiful, and go ahead and you can take this here, Todd, and I'll give you this. And wow, can you guys believe this? I mean, we started off this day just thinking it was beautiful enough that they were going to, you know, let us do this. But this, just adding it, Sir Dinkum.
Sir
Professor Dinkum. This is beautiful. And, of course, now, if you look, Todd, he's got the urn over there at the trebuchet. I'll get that right this time. And he's it looks like he's got a couple of...
be flung, Sir Dinkum.
I say some words.
Henceforth, forevermore, to the great beyond, Sir Dinkum of Haven Court.
Oh, wow. Look at the distance. He wasn't kidding. I mean, this is 75. Look at the arc.
Look at that.
This is I think this thing's got a bit of a slice to it.
Actually, weather was right about the.
We probably should have played the wind a little bit better because it's up there in that air.
Right over toward me, ladies, enchanted swing set. There are some kids over there.
Shoot.
Yep. Okay. Uh-oh. Some ashes.
Oh my God.
On several of the kids' hair and clothes. Well, the good news is that the vast majority here of the ashes, I would say 65 to 70% of Dinkum's, looks like it's sprinkled quite beautifully over the main thoroughfare.
Yeah,
I'd say about 60 to 80%.
This is something special. It looks as if it's snowing.
Yeah, it really does. Here comes Todd, by the way.
Wow.
Good job, Todd.
It had the height.
It did.
Wind was not cooperative, but...
You
made it work. Thank you again.
I must say, I am so filled with mirth that we here at the Shires, and truly all of the realm, were able to accommodate this very special... final request.
Wow.
It dost fill my heart.
dust indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Todd, from the bottom of our hearts, and I think I speak for everybody, all of our 97.9 listeners, the people who loved Dinkum's the most, and I think from everybody...
You speak for me, Dad. Whatever you're going to say, you speak for me.
And from everybody at the Pure Quality family of Channels family, I think I speak for everybody when I say thank you, Todd.
You guys, what's really cool is that even when it's not the Ren Fair, we know that we can come here and see Dinkums and visit them here in this special spot.
All the
Sir
fans
Dinkums.
Can.
That's a great point,
We can come out here to the park, and we can sit here, we can park the vehicle.
Oh, right. But there is... I have... Thou dost remind me that this is our final season here at Greer County.
Wait, what?
This is your final...
You're not going to do
the Ren Fair anymore.
Not here. In fact, Donnie, if I may, I would love to share some exciting news with thine listeners.
Okay.
hear ye. The Shires of Haven Court will be moving from this wonderful spot to a spectacular new home next season. The infield at the Sinpower 5W30 Synthetic Motor Oil Speedway and Event Grounds.
Oh, wow. Sweet!
Wow, what a move.
That place is awesome!
Congratulations, Todd. That's a big step up.
Yeah.
And so much closer to the metro area.
Oh, yeah, easy freeway access
right
there.
Fantastic bus parking.
And
it's not over. You're just moving.
Yeah,
okay.
Just moving. Phew. So the new place is checking all the right boxes for us, and plus we'll... add a few acres to the fair, and the Wi-Fi is actually better for Apple Pay and Yi Square credit card reader.
Oh, well, that's critical. I mean, bringing in some shekels.
you have to cater to what people have.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
a
good call,
Todd.
That is a good call.
Smart move. Well, I guess, I mean, if we're, that's the case, the Ren Fair will be here.
We did put him here, but
it's not as if the park is going anywhere.
People can still come here. It's still a gorgeous hillside.
As I said, he loved this spot.
Right.
And regardless, so I think it's still a wonderful resting place.
And when you come here and you see the trees and the hills, you will just know that this is where Dinkum's is. And you will always feel his spirit here. I feel it today.
Some flowers and some tributes to him, I think.
Yeah, I don't need a pickle on a stick, just to know that
Dinkum's
this is where Sir Dinkum's is.
Yeah.
This location has actually been re-annexed by the county as a... Well, it's going to be... As I understand it, it's a hazardous waste dump, but it's they're working with a Latvian company, and they're going to be taking some Eastern European, I guess, some of their toxic waste and the heavy metals, or... I guess I don't understand it, but...
Why would they... Wait a second, why were they...
That will be a big tax revenue generator for Greer County. So,
can people still come here? Though?
We just put Dinkum's.
Now, the closest, as I understand, that you'll be able to get to this location would be... Well, the coals that went in on 47 and, is that... That's Mitchell.
Yeah, that's Mitchell.
One of the nicer coals around.
Yeah,
most of the stuff is still on the racks, unlike all the other coals. But even then, that's like 4 or 6 miles as the crow flies. from here. So that's the closest anybody will be able to...
Right.
And you know what? I mean, it really is so great the county will now have this important revenue source.
Exactly. It really we have to find the silver linings
on
this.
And those of us who knew him, you know, and understood how important the balancing of county budgets was to Diggums.
And that can't be understated. That's a great point. He was passionate, almost to a fault, about county level government.
Yeah. This is the perfect tribute, actually.
Yeah,
for
this
him
is
to be
really
here.
Great.
This actually makes a lot of sense.
I recently read that they're putting an addition onto the Greer County of Correctional Facility in Piedmore. So I'm sure that's
I saw that.
So some of the revenue from them allowing Eastern European companies to dump their
I heard that from the town crier.
Yeah, that's funny.
I thought that was me.
With the medieval swish.
Well, that'll go a long way. That money will go a long way to housing more prisoners.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
Well, you know, a big thank you to Todd McCleary of the King Edward's Red Fair. Todd, thank you so much for being here, for embracing the solemnity of this this event, and for being such a wonderful host. We can't thank you enough. Thank you, Todd. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thou art welcome.
You know what? I can't wait to get out of it. After this, let's go have a couple of those Jester's root beers.
That is great.
Tip your wenches.
And so I... Oh, wow. Well, that is... Why don't we do this? We're going to take a quick break. Maybe we could go throughout some of the therapy and maybe see if we can pick up some of the ashes and gather them up and take some of them with us.
That's a good go.
We can put some of them there. And in the meantime, why don't we get out of here with a little Gloria Estefan. It is Turn the Beat Around.